And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
People were talking about this all weekend. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was told to leave a restaurant because she works for President Trump. She described the Friday incident at a restaurant in Virginia in a post on Twitter, saying, "Last night I was told by the owner of Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia, to leave because I work for POTUS, and I politely left. Her actions say far more about her than about me. I always do my best to treat people, including those I disagree with, respectfully and will continue to do so." The restaurant manager, Stephanie Wilkinson, said she received a call from concerned staff and ultimately told Sanders that the restaurant has certain standards that she feels she has to uphold, such as honesty and compassion and cooperation. She said, "I'd like to ask you to leave." Sanders responded, "That's fine. I'll go." The Royals own the worst record in the majors, 23-54. Royals going to host the Los Angeles this afternoon. That's a makeup game at Kauffman. New study shows that 600 children are injured each day in bike accidents. The study found that more than 2.2 million kids turned up in emergency rooms across the country with bike-related injuries over a 10-year period. Boys ages 10 to 14 were most likely to get hurt.
That sounds about right.
And a 9-year-old English bulldog named Zsa Zsa is the winner of the 2018 World's Ugliest Dog Contest. Zsa Zsa took the crown Saturday night in the annual competition in the San Francisco Bay Area. Her owner, Megan from Minnesota, going to receive $1,500. It's the 30th year the quote-unquote beauty contest has been held in California. If you want to see this ugliest dog, which I think she's adorable.
Oh, no, I love bulldogs. I think they're absolutely adorable. My friend has a French bulldog, and I absolutely love that little dog.
She's so cute. We posted her picture. The story's up on the KC1021 Facebook page.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, look at everybody who's up early this morning. 626 on the dot here at KC1021 of the show with Jen and Truda. Full board of callers for Jen's impossible question.
Your choice of tickets this morning. You have to get this right, though. There are only 6 of these in the United States. What are they?
I would like to know.
It's not Blockbuster. Let me clear that one up. It's not Blockbuster.
I heard the last one of those was in Alaska.
Yeah, is one in Alaska, and I think there are actually something like 11 or 12 left, maybe. But I think the majority are in Alaska.
That might be too good. They might not get the internets up there.
That's right.
It's kind of far away. All right, let's start in KC Mo with Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Champagne fountain.
Oh, champagne fountains. That sounds amazing.
Wait, is that a thing? Actually, what?
Is this like a chocolate fountain?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Are you just dreaming this? I mean, are you awake? This sounds awesome.
Awake. I've heard this before. Kyle Jenner. She's the one that had the baby. Got one.
Oh, yes. It was a vending machine.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a great guess.
Because there are very few champagne vending machines.
That's right.
And Kris Jenner did get one, but that is not the right answer.
Next to the chocolate fountain, the champagne fountain would be just as good. I would
love one of those.
Grandview, here's Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Hey, Matt.
I'll say Six Flags Parks.
Six what?
Six Flags Parks.
Oh, no.
It's a good thought, yeah.
No. I see what you're doing there. Not right.
Okay, let's go to Overland Park. Alan standing by. Good morning, Alan.
Oh, no guess there.
It's not. Warrensburg. Here's Dakota. Good morning, Dakota.
Good morning.
Only 6 of these in the U.S. What are they?
I think maybe it's a sanctuary.
Nope.
Uh-uh. All righty. Thank you.
Trying to think of a good clue. Think politically.
Politically?
Yes.
Okay.
Go politics.
Politics.
Which we try to normally stay away from on this show, but for this question, think politically.
All right.
Only 6 of these in the U.S.
Try Lenexa. Here's Mary. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Mary, I just said to think politically with this answer. Do you have a guess?
I was not going politically. I was going with time zones.
You were going with what?
Time zones.
Time zones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have another guess? Along the political line.
I do not.
Okay. Think about it. Give us a call back.
Okay. Let's play this. We'll see if we get any more. Now, Joey flashed on the screen. There are 12 blockbusters, Joey, right? According to him and the Business Insider, April 2018, there are 12 that still exist.
Uh-huh. I think most of those up in the AK.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
There are only 6 of these in the U.S. What are they? 576-7102. We'll let you pick. You want Wizard of Oz tickets or you want to go see Escape? You can have those.
All right, we'll start off. Run through the board here. Raymore, Eric, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Outstanding.
All right. Great. What do you think here?
Six living presidents.
That is correct.
There you go.
Six living presidents. Can you name them?
Well, let's go. Trump, Obama, both the Bushes, Clinton, and Carter.
Yes. Well done.
All right.
Look at you. You got it. Where can we send you? You want to go see The Wizard of Oz at the beginning of August, or do you want to go see Escape Belle Biv DeVoe and SWV at Sprint Center?
Let's go Wizard of Oz. My wife will like that.
Perfect.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Get them all hooked up with those tickets.
Okay.
Six living presidents was the correct answer this morning.
That guy nailed it.
Yeah,
very good. Coming up here, speaking of escape, the scavenger hunt is on to find your escape.
Not only will you win floor seats to see that show on July 5th, but you'll also win a meet and greet. Hang out with Candy Burris from The Real Housewives.
That excites you. I got to figure out what that means.
I watch that show all the time.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. You're So Vain singer Carly Simon is 73. I just read her memoir. Do you know her dad is Simon of Simon & Schuster, like the publishing giant?
Oh, is that right?
That's Carly Simon's dad, Simon. Huh. Simon & Schuster.
All right. What about Simon & Simon?
No, that
the,
is...
The great TV show. What about Simon Cowell?
No.
Simon Says?
No.
The Game Simon.
Shut your mouth. From Good Times, actor and comedian Jimmy Walker turns 71. And from The Office, actress Angela Kinsey is 47.
Is she related to Johnny Walker?
Wasn't Angela Kinsey? She was in Kansas City a couple weeks ago for Big Slick.
Oh, she usually is, yes.
Yeah, she did come through. Roseanne Barr showing some regret over the racist tweet she sent out last month that led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot. In a podcast interview that was shared online over the weekend, Barr cried and says she has lost everything and is now a hate magnet.
I can't let them say these things about me after 30 years of my putting my family and my health and my livelihood at risk to stand up for people. I'm a lot of things. I'm a loud mouth and all that stuff, but I'm not stupid, for God's sake, and I never would have wittingly called any black person say they are a monkey. I never would do that, and I didn't do that.
She added that there is no excuse for her ignorance. The interview was recorded the day after ABC pulled the plug on the show after Barr wrote on Twitter that Jarrett looks like the child of Planet of the Apes and Muslim Brotherhood.
So she blames Ambien.
That she did in the beginning, yeah.
It's, she sounds remorseful, but you're trying to figure out, well, what does she really think? Is this true? Does she really feel that way? She's now lost a lot of money.
Sure. Are the tears because you lost the money? Or
is it real?
Show's
going to go on without you?
Yeah. I don't know. A prop weapon used by Harrison Ford in Return of the Jedi is in new hands after selling for $550,000 at auction. The blaster wielded by the character Han Solo in the 1983 Star Wars film had been owned by the movie's art director for three decades. It was part of a number of other movie items he put up for auction in New York.
Han shot first. Don't forget that.
And actress Brigitte Nielsen is a mom again. Reports say she gave birth to her fifth child at the age of 54. She and her 39-year-old husband welcomed the birth of their first child together. She gave birth to a baby girl named Frida in Los Angeles Friday. The former Playboy model has four sons. Her other kids range in age from 23 to 34. You want to talk about a little age difference on there.
So that baby is an aunt.
That's correct.
So forgive me if I thought that she was still with Flava Flav.
No, she's been married to this guy since 2006. Yeah, she's...
Well, when the heck did they do that show?
Flava Flav, when was that, Joey?
Maybe a decade ago or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, because that was the house show where she lived with. Wasn't Vanilla Ice in the house with them, too?
Was that it? I think it was one of the Coreys and the guy from Smash Mouth.
The
was
Surreal
it not?
Life. Was
the Surreal,
the,
okay,
the surreal
yeah, yeah.
Life was the show
But then
she was
they
on.
Broke off and did the show by themselves, the Flava of Love
right.
and all that.
Yes,
was that right?
That was in 2006 to 2008.
Oh, this says she's been married to her Italian model husband since 2006.
Italian model, they don't get jealous.
No.
They're like, nah, you can go on that show. It's fine.
She's been married five times.
You're Fabio. You can come back to me.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie in the U.S. and Canada, earning $150 million in its first week in theaters. You know why?
Why?
Chris Pratt.
Okay.
Coming
say
in.
Say so.
Forget those silly dinosaurs. You just go look at Chris Pratt. Coming in second, last week's top movie, Incredibles 2, which is on track to sell $80 million worth of tickets this weekend. The Disney Pixar film has made just over $350 million since its release. Rounding out the top five, Ocean's 8, Tag, and Deadpool 2. A new survey asked more than 2,000 people across the U.S. about their distracted driving habits and found that more than 70% of drivers admit engaging in some form of distracted activity while behind the wheel. And it's not just phones. Men, they say, are far worse offenders than women. They're 22% more likely to use their smartphones while driving, 74% more likely to drive with their knees, and 70% more likely to watch videos. Watching videos while you're driving?
Well, we point again to the people that we have talked to who have shaved, put makeup on, played violins, done whatever.
Somebody said that their son texted them and said, I just finished the second season of whatever show it was. And she's like, I thought you were driving from Lawrence. And he goes, I am. What?
Now, I've got to admit that when the Royals, I had a doctor's appointment the day the Royals were playing the Astros in that last game of the ALCS a couple years ago.
Right, yeah.
Go to the World Series. On my way home, thank you, Fox Sports Go app, I did have it up on my dashboard watching it. And when they scored, they knocked in like a double to win. And I was like, yes. And the guy next to me in the truck honks his horn, looks over and goes, yeah, buddy. Like, everybody's doing it. Like, we're all not paying attention to this, you know?
Do you remember, he shall remain nameless, but there's somebody that works here that told us once he does as much work while he's driving as he does when he's not. That he's doing the equivalent of the same stuff he's doing in his office, checking emails, making calls, doing that, does the exact same thing as he's driving.
Yeah, that guy did bumpkiss anyway.
A car crash couldn't stop one pizza from being delivered after a pizza delivery guy got into a minor wreck in Henrietta, New York, Saturday. Members of the Henrietta Fire District took it upon themselves to complete his delivery. The fire department posted about it on its Facebook page, noting they didn't want the pizza to go to waste.
He was watching the Yankees, probably.
Your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So we know the gin is not normal.
That's fact.
You're not normal.
I like things that other people don't like. I get it. This weekend, I actually had like one full hour to myself. The house was completely quiet. Nobody's home. And I'm like, I'm going to start binge watching Parks and Rec. Because everyone talks about Parks and Rec. And I'm obsessed with Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Here's my chance. I'm going to sit down and watch this, right? Sit down, first episode. I'm like, okay, well, I still love Chris Pratt. He's super funny. I love him. He's great. But the rest of the show, I'm like, all right, let me just watch another episode, right? Watch another one. Okay. I'm trying to get it. So I watched like three episodes. And I thought maybe I'm just not invested enough, but no. Not my show.
It improves after season one. Everyone says season one is the weakest season.
Okay, so maybe that's the issue, is I didn't
just
get far enough.
Slug through it, maybe.
And you haven't even heard him sing yet, so.
I did. I was half asleep, though. Honestly, at that point, I woke up because I heard him singing, and I was like, hi, Chris. But then I, fell back asleep. And I thought, that's not a good sign if I fell asleep watching it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. No, I'm not normal. I get it. I still use an old school alarm clock. I don't even set my phone. I have an actual old radio. It goes off to our station. I wake up to us. Yay.
Oh, boy. Well, I always find this interesting. What do other people love that you just don't get?
No.
And people will die and they'll be like, oh, man, this is so great. And you're like, yeah, crickets. I don't get it.
I'm out. Well, you were offering, you had some extra Sporting KC tickets. You're like, does anybody want these tickets? I was like, ooh, it's soccer. No, thank you. Soccer. I don't get it.
And it was the greatest game in the world.
I'm
and
sure
this whole
was.
City's behind this team now, Jen.
No, trust
this
me.
This is the greatest thing ever to happen.
I completely understand that I am the only one that couldn't care less about soccer. And it's not just them. Any age group. I don't want to watch five-year-olds play soccer. I don't want to watch grown men play soccer.
But the World Cup over the weekend was great.
Not
England,
a single
that game,
second.
They dominated. Uh-uh. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Ginormous field, bunch of people running around. Nobody ever scores. Boring. Boring.
All right, 816-576-7102. Fill us in the blank today. Answer us this question. Everybody loves blank, but I just don't get it. I can't do it. I hate it.
816-576-7102. You can text or call.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What is it that you can't stand that other people seem to love? It's what we're asking this morning, 816-576-7102 on the show with Jen and Truda.
From the text line, I can't stand soccer or baseball or Parks and Rec. Right there with you, Jen. Thank you. I'm not alone. Also from the text line, The Walking Dead. I refuse to watch it. Seinfeld is horrible. Grey's Anatomy. Oh, somebody said Coldplay, Truda.
Oh, what?
Selfies. If I want to see, I have a mirror. Also from the text line, Star Wars, old or new. I've tried, just can't do it. Would much rather watch Star Trek TV series or movies.
Well, there you go. We've got some great calls here. 816-576-7102. You fill in the blank. I just can't stand blank. Everybody else seems to love it. KC, Michelle, it's a movie that a lot of people regard as one of the greatest out there, but you can't stand what, Michelle?
Forrest Gump. I hate the movie Forrest Gump.
Oh!
Now, what is it about it? Is it too long? Is it the story? What do you not like?
Everything.
There's
nothing good in that movie at all.
You don't
think? The whole concept of the movie, every single thing on it is just stupid.
And you're right. You don't hear that very often. Everybody always says good things about the sweet Forrest Gump.
Except that a lot of people say it shouldn't have won the Oscar.
Oh.
Well, there, yeah.
Against Pulp Fiction and Shawshank.
Yeah.
Huh. You put it that way, yeah.
Hates Forrest Gump. Everybody else seems to love
it. Okay, Michelle. Well, thank you for sharing this morning. We appreciate that. In Odessa, Lisa, you hate what that everybody else seems to love?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
I cannot stand Will Ferrell.
Not even like Saturday Night Live era, movie era,
nope.
All of it.
Nope, can't do it.
Hate it.
None of it. Hate it. Terrible.
Not funny. All right.
All right. In Bonnie Springs, Christy, you hate what that everybody else seems to love?
I can't believe I'm saying it on the radio, but I can't stand Frozen.
And you have young children that insist you watch it multiple times?
No, I have nieces and nephews, and I'm a huge Disney fan. Go there often, and I just can't stand it. It's not my movie. It's not a Disney movie to me. But
and why is that? The storyline, the music?
The storyline. It just is not my Cinderella's. It's not my Beauty and the Beast. I don't know. It's just completely off for me.
Now, let me ask you this, because we're actually taking the show on the road down to Disney World here in a couple of weeks. Brian's never been there. What ride or restaurant, like what is one thing you say he has to do at Disney World?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot. Definitely. I mean, the Frozen ride is fun. I love rides. So mm-hmm. Do the Frozen ride. Tower of Power. You've got to do that.
Absolutely. Oh, right.
Tower of Terror?
Tower of Terror, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely do that. Do that.
Ooh, what if you're afraid of heights?
Doesn't matter. You got to do it.
Okay.
I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah.
I hate heights.
Okay.
So you've got to do that, though. It's so fun. At least do it once. You got to give yourself that.
All right.
But,
hey,
oh,
it's on.
Buzz Lightyear and Woody ride. That's awesome.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you for the advice.
All right.
Thank you. Take care. Have fun.
Yep. Thank you, Christy. Let's go finish up this segment with Wayne in North KC. Wayne, you hate what that everybody else seems to love?
I'm with you on the soccer. I think soccer has got to be the dumbest sport ever.
Thank
Bunch
you.
Of guys running around on the field, like you said. Nobody scores. But the thing that cracks me up, one kick to the shin. These guys have been playing soccer their entire life. One kick to the shin, they got chin guards on, and they're writhing in pain for 15 minutes. It's the worst acting I've ever seen.
And they fall down like a house of cards.
It's gamesmanship.
Oh, my God, I'm so dramatic. It's worse than an NBA flop, for God's sake.
I am with you.
Come on.
Just saying.
Yep.
Come on.
100%.
Oh, it's just a show, that's all.
That's it. Not a show I need to go to.
All right. Well, one more here, because I want to get Julie and Casey. You hate what that everybody else seems to love?
Chicken.
Chicken?
Are we talking fried chicken? Chicken breast?
Any chicken. No chicken.
No.
It's gross. It's gross. It's dry.
Oh. Brian is, I think he's physically hurt when you
chicken.
Say
that. I know, that's what I'm saying. Everybody loves it. I know, it's gross. I don't like it. Everybody's like, oh, it's good for you.
Did you have a bad experience with chicken? Like, what did chicken ever do to you?
Seriously, nothing. Just don't like that chicken.
There's a little tear coming from Truda's eye.
That is so funny.
Okay, well.
To each his own, you know? That's why. That's why it's a great world we live in.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Text line alive and well, stuff people hate that everybody else seems to love.
Everything from coffee to Game of Thrones. Everybody else seems to love it. I hate it. Yeah, there's
but
a lot.
The nudity.
Well, also mint chocolate. Gross. Makes me think of Oreos filled with toothpaste.
Okay, then. Like I said, to each his own.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So today starts the beginning of Find Your Escape. The group Escape, which you know Candy Burris, now she's on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. But if you think back, a lot of great music, not only with Escape, but Belle Biv DeVoe and SWV, they're going to be at Sprint Center July 5th. We've got a chance for you to not only win floor seats to that show, but to go hang out with a little meet and greet with Escape.
Nice.
But you have to solve the little virtual scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Find your escape. Where is Escape hiding? You'll get a clue three times a day. It's going to be first clue right now. And then caller 12, you get a chance to make a guess on where you think they are in the Kansas City area. First clue.
Okay.
Look closely. You won't want to miss. The place you're looking for is within a 40-mile radius. Look closely. You won't want to miss. The place you're looking for is within a 40-mile radius. When we say that, we mean within 40-mile radius of our radio station, which is in Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
40-mile
beautiful Westport
radius. All right. Caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. What place are we talking about?
All right. You get one shot this morning, and then we'll see how this progresses here. We did this back at Easter. It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Virtual scavenger hunt.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Trying to find your escape. The group Escape coming to Kansas City July 5th. They're somewhere hiding around Kansas City in our scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. Caller 12 gets one guess, trying to win a meet and greet and floor seats to this show.
All right, caller 12 is Brandy, who is in Lenexa. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
All right, Brandy, not an easy clue. Somewhere within a 40-mile radius of Kansas City, Missouri.
I'm going to go with Providence Amphitheater.
No, that is incorrect. Logical place for them to be, though. Good guess. We will take another guess with Jackie Lucky between 10 and 3. Is Jackie doing it within a certain hour today? Anyone? Oh, okay. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock,
o'clock
yes. Will be
I'm
your
sorry.
Next.
I was trying to find a pen over
Shaylee
here.
And Truda are
just have a pen?
Doing some whole other
I was trying
conversation.
To help him find a pen, even though he picked up three and he keeps putting them back.
Between one and two.
A pen that's a Sharpie. Do you know the difference between a Sharpie and a pen?
It still writes.
This afternoon.
It's not going to write well.
Another chance to guess where you can find your escape. And then another shot with
off the rails.
Natalie Rush later this afternoon. 5 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour. Find your escape.
Oh, thank you. That's an actual pin. See, that works.
Oh, for the love.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
People were talking about this all weekend. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders being tossed from a Red Hen restaurant in Virginia over the weekend is bad for other businesses. A New Jersey restaurant by the same name has been inundated with negative comments on its Facebook page. And a Red Hen in Connecticut has also been receiving threatening phone calls and emails over the issue. She was asked to leave the restaurant in Virginia because she works for the president, and they chose to ask her to leave, and she did. But now apparently all the Red Hens receiving the hate and the backlash. The Royals
you
own the...
You can do that now.
That's right.
You don't have to make a cake. You don't have to serve people. It's all good.
Royals own the worst record in the majors, 23-54. Royals going to host Los Angeles this afternoon. That's a makeup game at Kauffman. New study shows that 600 kids are injured each day in bike accidents. Study found that more than 2.2 million kids turned up in emergency rooms across the country with bike-related injuries over a 10-year period. No shock here, boys ages 10 to 14 most likely to get hurt. And a 9-year-old English bulldog named Zsa Zsa is the winner of the 2018 World's Ugliest Dog Contest. Zsa Zsa took the crown Saturday night in the annual competition in the San Francisco Bay Area. Her owner, Megan Brainerd of Minnesota, going to receive $1,500. We posted the story, and her picture is up on the KC 102.1 Facebook page. I think she's adorable. world's ugliest dog.
I don't like that contest.
I don't either. I think Zsa's cute.
I just love that her little tongue's hanging out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a little drool. She's a dog. That's what you do.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Joan Jett sticks July 10th. That show at Starlight. You want to win tickets? Just figure out how these people answered some simple questions.
Somebody suggested Mr. Roboto for the 80s weekend, and I played it, and it sounded amazing.
Yes. That's a great one to throw in. We're coming up on another Totally 80s weekend here not too long.
Very soon. Yes.
First weekend of every month.
All right, let's go to Tiffany, who is at work this morning. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
All right, Tiffany. So I was out at the Just For Her event Saturday, and I asked some people as they walked by some different questions, mostly pop culture type things. You have to guess this person's answer, okay?
Okay, sure.
So I asked a 23-year-old man this.
On the ABC show The Bachelorette, what is the name of the current Bachelorette?
Do you think he said Sarah, Anastasia, or Chelsea?
Sarah.
Okay, let's listen.
Chelsea.
Oh, said Chelsea. None of which are right, by the way. It's Becca.
Yeah, I know.
But hang on the line, because if everyone gets their question wrong, you could still be in the running for the tickets.
Okay, next up is Charlotte, who's in Leavenworth. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Charlotte, I asked a 42-year-old woman this.
Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper just had her fifth baby. What is her husband's name?
Did she say Brandon, Chip, or Crew?
Chip.
All right, let's listen. See.
Oh, Chip.
Yes.
Aha, right.
She then proceeded to tell me all about their family, how she just recently went to Waco and knew everything about this family.
Stalker mug.
Yes. All right.
Next up in Independence, it's Pat. Good morning, Pat.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
All right, Pat. I asked an adult male this.
Name a pitcher for the Kansas City Royals.
Did he say George Brett, Alex Gordon, or I have no idea?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's listen and see.
I have no idea.
Yes. Oh. You know what? I asked actually multiple people that same question.
Nobody
could name a Royals pitcher. I thought for sure Danny Duffy. You know.
Yeah, Duffy.
Yeah, nobody. Exactly. Jacob Junis. Anybody? No. Mm-hmm. No. Nope, nobody got.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on there, Pat.
It's not like they're the team from Major League.
Right. You know?
Who are these guys?
Let's take one more.
Let's stay in Independence, and we'll go to Rihanna. Good morning, Rihanna.
Good morning.
All right. I asked an elementary school-aged girl this question.
Can you name a Taylor Swift song?
Did she say 22, Since You've Been Gone, or Get the Party Started?
Since You've Been Gone.
All right, let's listen.
See what she says.
22.
She said 22, man. Which is a Taylor Swift song. So that means Charlotte and Pat are in the running for the tickets.
Okay.
Their names are on a piece of paper. Mixing them up in my bucket. Mm-hmm. The winner this morning is Tiffany. Oh, Charlotte. Oh. Sorry. Charlotte. Tiffany got hers wrong.
Well. Charlotte, hello.
Hello.
Tickets for you. Styx and Joan Jett. You'll be there July 10th.
Great.
Congratulations.
Good job. Tomorrow we do it again?
Yes, we've got these tickets every morning this week.
And all coming up this afternoon in the 1 o'clock hour, we've got our scavenger hunt, the virtual scavenger hunt for the escape meet and greet and the floor tickets.
Find your escape. Jackie Lucky will give you the clue again in the 1 o'clock hour. You'll have another shot to guess.
We announced that these guys will headline Casey Tace coming up August 3rd and 4th at Historic Union Station, the big beer and food festival.
Pocket full of kryptonite. I wore that album out.
Spin Doctors, two princes. Get your tickets now. $20 in advance at kctaste.com.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Right before we get into entertainment news, does anybody know what that sign means down the hall that says there are now officially no snakes in the building? Was there an issue? Oh. Were there actually snakes in the office over the weekend? Did something happen?
Outside of the ones we work with? No.
That's what I wondered. I'm like, okay, so we fired some people? Is that, what does that mean?
That was my first thought.
Because I have seen ginormous cockroaches in the bathroom.
Oh.
But I didn't know that we have a snake issue?
Do cockroaches eat snakes?
I mean, there are officially no more snakes.
That's true.
I took that as a positive.
Right.
But Jen, there's something moving.
I would like to know if there were
Jen,
really an incident.
Right there.
Okay. There's no more snakes. I don't have to worry about it.
There are officially no more snakes.
Officially.
Did we have a snake exterminator come in over
That's
the weekend?
What I want to know. Somebody call HR.
St. Patrick was here.
Find out what happened.
I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Celebrating birthdays today, You're So Vain singer Carly Simon is 73. From Good Times, actor and comedian Jimmy Walker, Dynamite, 71. From The Office, actress Angela Kinsey turns 47. Roseanne Barr is showing regret over the racist tweet she sent out last month that led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot. In a podcast interview that was shared online over the weekend, Barr cried and says she has lost everything and is now a hate magnet.
I can't let them say these things about me after 30 years of my putting my family and my health and my livelihood at risk to stand up for people. I'm a lot of things. I'm a loud mouth and all that stuff, but I'm not stupid, for God's sake, and I never would have wittingly called any black person a monkey. I never would do that, and I didn't do that.
That interview was recorded the day after ABC pulled the plug on the show.
It's a pretty impassioned plea. You think it's real?
Too little.
You have your doubts. I know you do. You've listened to it a few times.
Yeah, the first time I heard that audio, I was like, okay, are these sincere tears? Which there's a part of me that believes they were, but then I go, no, does she just feel guilty and now she's trying to be the victim? I don't know.
Because how many people do you think have emailed her and tweeted and everything else to her saying, you're an idiot? Now she's sad she got caught.
Maybe. Or maybe she realizes it was stupid and a terrible thing to say.
And I don't think so.
And sometimes, to be honest, to be fair, in this business, we sit and talk for a long time every day. And she's the same, you know, she's doing interviews. Mm-hmm. You say a lot of stuff and some stupid stuff comes out. There's a whole lot of stuff I've said that I regret. Because in the moment, you're just jabbering and you're talking and whatever.
I would agree with that, except you have never blamed anything that you've said that was stupid on Ambien.
Well, no.
Well, not yet, but that's coming.
I would
She's
love
had
to get
plenty
my
of other excuses for it.
If anyone can get me a prescription.
Ambien's just on the list, right? That's
A prop weapon used by Harrison Ford in Return of the Jedi is in new hands after selling for $550,000 at auction. The blaster used by the character Han Solo in the 1983 Star Wars film has been owned by the movie's art director for 3 decades. It was part of a number of other movie items he put up for auction in New York. And actress Brigitte Nielsen is a mom again. Reports say she gave birth to her 5th child at the age of 54. How about this for an age gap? Her other kids range from 23 to 34. Now she's got a newborn at the age of 54. She had that baby with her 39-year-old husband. They have been married since 2006.
I just love the husband's 39, the first kid's 34.
That was the disgusted look on my face. Like, did they used to hang out?
No, well done.
She can get it, okay?
Yeah.
But did her son and new husband, did they, like, hang out?
They weren't in high school together.
No.
Aww. It's your entertainment news.
Leave it to Joey to come up with a good comment like that.
Oh, and I also would just like to say, with the there are officially no more snakes sign.
Yeah.
That was because there was somebody here who was doing some data entry and watching a Eugene Merman stand-up special and just decided to print a sign that said, there are officially no more snakes here.
Okay, that doesn't actually clear. That doesn't clear anything up for me.
Oh, no, that was me. That's not real.
Okay.
I figured the clip art would give it away.
It was some nice snake clip art on the sign, by the way.
I miss clip art. You know, things are too pretty now. I just love that 90s old Microsoft clip art. It was good stuff.
Some black and white balloons.
Yep. Floating. You could choose between the little, you know, like the little lamp and the disc looking guy.
More tickets to give away all week long. Joan Jett and Styx win them every morning this week between 6 and 9 on the show. Plus, you're trying to find your escape. You want to meet and greet and floor seats to see Escape in July. Keep listening for clues.
All right, that's it for the show for Monday. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. You guys have a great day today.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Survive the rain. Later.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.